Hey guys, so I'm back in Pakistan and I'm meeting up with my new best friend here, Shoaib, who we're in a Mazda MX-5 cruising along the streets of Karachi, which itself is a huge amount of fun. But also, tell people a little bit about yourself, who you are, and there's something very unique that you're doing here. Tell them about what it is and why you're doing it.
So my name is Shoaib Qureshi. I'm an advertising guy by profession, so I work here in the Pakistani marketplace. But my real passion is classic cars and antique cars. So what I recently started was Pakistan's first online antique car museum. And the idea was actually to really showcase the wonderful cars that we have here in Pakistan. Not just to the people here in Pakistan, but also to people all over the world. Because, you know, these antique cars is just like a universal love. And this can really bring together lots of countries' people. So my idea was to actually just show the love that we as Pakistanis have for these antique cars, showcase our collectors, and also let everyone know that the cars and the people that we have here in Pakistan are no less than anywhere in the world.
So what is an online museum? How does that work?
So you know, the challenge in Pakistan with doing anything is that at times doing it on ground takes a lot of time because of government and permissions and all kinds of things. If you have an idea and if you really want to move forward, I think online gives you that platform to at least get it done. For sure, we've started, and I know one day for sure this museum will find its physical space on ground here in Pakistan as well. But more importantly, the idea needs to get out. That's more important. So it's online right now. So everything, all the great cars, all these great car collectors, all are being showcased as a website. That's the main platform that we have for this museum. We also have an Instagram page whereby all the museum cars are being showcased. The collectors will also be showcased there. And again, online gives you that platform to actually reach out to the world. So it's a great start, but it's only still a humble beginning, which will really have much more to do here in Pakistan.
And how many cars have you got on there, or how many are you going to have?
So right now we have 100 cars on the museum website. And the idea is to at least try and maintain quality over quantity. If you look at the Pakistani antique car scene, I think a maximum of, I think for sure, 300 cars can be put up if I really put all the cars out there. But I'll see as I move on. Right now I've maintained 100. We've put in the best cars, starting from the oldest car, which is almost 100 years old.
100 years old?
Yes,
what's that then?
That's a 1922 ML car from Islamabad, owned by Shahzeb. He's a young car collector there. And the youngest car is a 45-year-old car. That's the criteria we've put in, that we won't put in any car which is more than, say older than 45 years old, or younger than 45 years old.
You say you could put up to 300 cars. I mean, how do you get these cars? Is there a network? How do you find them? Do people approach you? How does it work?
So the good thing here in Pakistan is that we have still a very small community here. So through few WhatsApp groups and through few car clubs, you can reach out to everybody here. Like say, for example, I can easily connect with anyone and everyone who's an antique car fanatic very easily. It's on my phone. So it's as simple as that in Pakistan. You don't need to really worry about that. You can even track a car, any car that was sold by anybody, you can know where it is right now. So that's the beauty of here in Pakistan. You can really have a personalized relationship with all these car collectors and really put out the cars in a very nice manner.
Now, we're just going across this road and we're in this wonderful little MX-5 of yours, a Miata, and the road is just unbelievable. I mean, like, normally people would look at this road and you think like you need a Land Rover Defender to get across here, and we've just driven across here in this. Now, with these classic cars, how hard is it to run them and maintain them and to, you know, to do events and things like that?
So I think living in Pakistan brings its own challenges. So we've actually lived through all of this. So we know every year we know we have to be ready for something more. So that's not a problem. But I think being a classic car fanatic myself, this is the youngest car I had.
Right.
So I couldn't bring the older cars. So that would have been a bigger problem. But being a Japanese car, this car is very trustworthy. Just put in the key and just start and you can take it anyway.
And you got quite a few cars of your own, isn't it? I mean, you could start a museum by yourself, couldn't you? How many have you got?
So I have quite a few, actually. It's in double digits. And but yes, so I think one of the personal reasons for starting a museum is that I soon would need a museum to put my cars because my home doesn't have the space.
Tell us about some of your favorites in your collection, apart from this one, obviously.
So personally, I am a Mercedes lover and I'm also an American car lover. So I love Cadillacs. And I love these American muscle cars. So I have a Camaro. That's a 1983 Z28, third generation Camaro. It's that famed car that probably came during the Knight Rider days of Pontiac and Camaro times. So that's one car I really love. I also have a Mercedes SL, so that's a 500 SL 107 series, again sport roadster. So I like sports cars and luxury cars. And then Cadillac, of course, is my favorite what you call luxury car. And the one that I really love is this 1991 Cadillac Chrome D'Elegance Gold Package. It's like a drawing room actually, huh? So it's like a real luxury car. And inshallah, when we meet next, you'll get to see those cars also.
And one of the reasons for doing this museum, I guess, is to archive these cars and to keep a record of them. And because so often cars are lost and they disappear in time, don't they?
Yes, I think when I started as a this started as a hobby for me, the problem was that you used to go to shows, you used to go to events, you used to see those cars, but after that you never knew where those cars were. And when I traveled across Pakistan, I made friends with all these car collectors and everything. I realized that we really need to document. This is great part of heritage and history of Pakistan, and right now it's not documented anywhere. And trust me, the moment we've done it, we launched the museum on May 14th. It's hardly been 3 months right now. You cannot imagine the kind of views we've got from all over the world, from the US to the UK to the Saudi Arabia to UAE. You have car lovers everywhere and they're surprised to see what we have here in Pakistan.
You know, I think that is a big, big thing that you've just touched on, and I get this a lot with the, especially when I was here last time and I did content here, and people were like, oh wow, you have clubs there, you have a track there, what's going on? Is that an important part of, you know, not just promoting cars, but promoting Pakistan itself, to show the world the passion and the enthusiasm and just the infrastructure that kind of exists here already?
You know, like I said, these cars, they are a magnet. They attract attention for anybody, from a kid to a grandfather. And like I said, this is a universal passion, universal love for everybody out there. So I personally believe this is a great magnet for tourism. This is a great magnet for culture here in Pakistan. And if you see on the museum, we have some what you call historic cars of Pakistan, cars that actually were used by the Qaid Azam himself. We have cars which were used by the Nawab of Bahawalpur. So cars with great history are also featuring on the museum. Plus, again, if you see the Pakistani love for these cars and how we get them roadworthy and running all the time, that's a marvelous feat in itself. World over, the whole industry is so developed that you can easily restore a car in 30 days. We see all these car shows where in 30 days a car is restored. In Pakistan, it takes 2 years to restore a car minimum. That is, so just imagine the kind of passion and the patience and the perseverance we guys here in Pakistan have to do this and really follow this passion.
And looking at the future, I mean, just extending this beyond, I mean, you created an online forum, and the beauty of doing an online thing is that, like you say, it's got global reach, and as you say, people in America and the UK and the Middle East are interested. Can you envisage a time when people would come here for the classic car culture, whether to drive the cars or restore them or come to car shows and stuff like that?
So yes, I remember not long time back when Pakistan was not having these security issues and all, we had a very strong cultural events happening in Pakistan. Basant was one big thing. World over, people used to come here for the Lahore Basant. That was a big feature. I have no doubt that things will move back towards that, because obviously a lot of works have already happened to develop infrastructure for tourism and things like that. We just need to get it moving. The COVID is behind us. There is no reason why those things and those attractive events can be created, which can become like world events and events that Pakistan can proudly own and really attract great audiences here.
That's amazing, and I'm sure that with your marketing background, you can really sort of push that agenda and make it happen.
Yes, I already do all the car shows for most of the clubs here. I love this thing. We do events and things like that, so I'm really passionate about it, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes for this industry, our community, and our country.
This is awesome, man. I wish you all the best with this. I'm just overjoyed to hear about it. I can't wait to see it all goes. Just let everybody know where they can find the website and the Instagram and everything.
So the website address is antiquecars.com.pk. That's the website address. By the same name, which is Antique Cars Pakistan, we have an Instagram page. So these two are the most active current platforms that we have.
That's awesome. Guys, I'll put the links below as well, so check them out, check out the page. And yeah, keep watching, keep following, because we're going to be doing a lot more content with Shoaib and all the other amazing people here in Pakistan as well. Thanks so much, man.
Most welcome.
A big shout out and thanks to Jay Williams over at AirTechnic, who are top tier sponsors of Brown Car Guy. Check them out at AirTechnic.co.uk for exhausts, brakes, suspension and body kits. Plus our other major sponsor, Nagen Solutions. Much appreciation also to tier 4 sponsors, Muhammad Ali Humaid, Tom Conway Gordon and Reza Adil. And of course all these other guys who supporting on Patreon. Brown Car Guy is eternally grateful. Hey, think about joining them over at Patreon.com Brown Car Guy. If you can't, don't worry. Just make sure you're subscribing to the YouTube channel and website. Plus follow on social media by searching for Brown Car Guy.